2023, or if you're excited about a new year, and I'm asking a genuine question, are you excited about a new year or are you not? And if so, why? I genuinely want to know. Like, we don't want to tell you in front of everybody. Yeah, that's right. We got. I genuinely thought this. Hannah said we looked forward to 2020 and that was kind of rough, right? Yeah, we got burned once before. We were all excited, had all these new plans. We were getting ready for things as a church. We were getting ready for things in our life. And then all of a sudden, things kind of went a little sideways. That's right, for an extended period of time. How about you? It's a new year. Your football team won yesterday, except for one. Yeah, I really do feel bad for Kentucky. I really was rooting for you. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Dominic, go ahead. It's a fresh start. Yeah, I like that too. It can be a fresh start. Absolutely. Yeah. Looking forward to seeing what God has for us in the coming year. That's good. That's good. Dominic, you got another one? Okay. You're just pointing up to God. I got you. Travel more. Just not on Southwest. Right? Or I don't know. Now might be the time. I bet it's going to be cheap. Take your time. I'll wait. Yeah, in the back. Yeah. Never feels like we're going to get there, and then we got there. Absolutely. Yeah. That's right. We look forward to spring. We have almost had spring this week. It was like 60 degrees for a couple of days, right? Went from negative 24 wind chill to 60-something. That's right. That's right. Yes, Anna Claire. Spending time with your family, that is so sweet. But you're absolutely right. Looking forward to that in this year, too. I will be honest with you. There's one thing I'm not looking forward to. Last night at 12:01, my insurance deductible and out-of-pocket reset. Right? We're not quite done yet. That's a whole thing. So, yeah. So there are some negatives of going into the new year. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Well, as we get ready for this new year, I wanted to ask you, we talked about this a little bit in Sunday school, but are you the kind of people that make New Year's resolutions? And I know we talk about this every year. You'll just bear with me. You're captivated at this point. Captive, not captivated necessarily. Are you the kind of person that makes New Year's resolutions? Anybody got some New Year's resolutions that you would want to share with us? Yeah, go ahead. To lose some weight. Absolutely, that's a good one. Dominic, got you, dude. Okay, so focus more on experiences and not collecting stuff. Did I hear that right? That's a great one. I love it. I love it. Absolutely. We've done that in the past year, too, for our family. Yeah. And then there was Christmas, and there's lots of stuff. Yeah. Miss Sharon.
Less of a slave to social media.
All right. Be less of a slave to social media. That's right. I hate to thump it for other people who might be perfectly healthy on it, but it's bad for me. Yeah. Anybody else? New Year's resolutions? Lori, go ahead. Not counting those chickens before they hatch. All right. Do you have chickens? A lot of them? All right. All right. So we're talking about actual chickens? Okay. I mean, you can say both. That's fine. Or you can say, Pastor, it's none of your business. Yeah. Go ahead. Pay off some debt. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great thing to do. Recession. Yeah. I don't know if you've checked interest rates, but pay off your debt. What else? Anybody else? Any resolutions? I'm going to tell you the top 10. So this is according to Nielsen, who watches you watch TV. The number one is to stay fit or to get healthy. Now, they separated that from number two, which is to lose weight. Number three was enjoy life to the fullest. That one's a little bit too vague for me. Can't do it. Number four was spend less, save more. Right? And just a couple of years, I think it was flip-flopped. It was spend more, save less. Spend more time with family and friends. We got some experiences. We got spending time with our family. We got get organized. Anybody got that one on their list? Yeah. I've been to your house. Some of you do. will not make any resolutions. There's a resolution to not make any resolutions. It's like setting the meeting to plan the meeting for the meeting, right? Learn something new or a new hobby. Y'all ever heard about those people who learn like a new language a year? Yeah, you've heard about those folks? Yeah, they're weird. Y'all do that? Right? If I could learn a language, I would, I promise, but I just can't do it. My brain doesn't work. All right, another one was to travel more. Talked a little bit about that, right? Read more was the last one. So out of the top 10, that's it. Stay fit, get healthy, lose weight, enjoy life, spend less, save more, spend more time with family and friends, get organized, will not make any resolutions, learn something new, travel more, and read more. Now, has anybody already taken down their Christmas decorations? All right, way to go. We're going to publicly shame you for about the next 7 minutes. I'm just kidding. We still have ours up. We got them all together. So I'm the purger in the family. My wife likes it too every once in a while, but I like to get things out and get rid of them. And we have this family in our neighborhood that's shared in the social media group that they're getting ready to move out of the house and da 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 da. So they were telling us we're going to be moving this week. So you'll see, you know, stuff in our yard or whatever. Well, there have been no moving trucks. They just rented a giant dumpster. And I love it. Not looking at it, it's stinky pinky, it's one of the huge pink ones, you know what I mean? But I was like, oh my gosh, because Nikki and I, we always say, hey, next time when we move, we will like go through all these things that we don't really need anymore and we'll throw them out. But then when it actually comes time to move, we're like, I don't care what it is, throw it in a box, right? Like it's just got to get there. And then when we get there, we'll sort it out. And then when we get there, we're like, I don't care what it is, just put it on the shelf or stack it in the corner. We'll get to it next time we do this whole thing. But this family, so I don't know if they're putting all their stuff in the dumpster and they're moving the dumpster. I genuinely don't know. And I'm super curious. I'm not going to ask though, because it takes away the mystique of it. I just want to believe there's so many options for this moment of just moving. I really do love it. I drive by every day, and I actually paused this morning and looked at it and just smiled to myself and drove on by. But it's just full of stuff, which I imagine they're throwing away, and so they're getting ready to get rid of it. I never thought of moving like that. But I went yesterday as we were getting ready for watching football games and doing all our stuff and getting ready for New Year's, and I went through all of my like clothing, my drawers, the closet, the bags full of like winter clothes or whatever it is that you have. You know what? I didn't go through anybody else's, just mine, because I'm the husband. You know, Nikki goes through everybody else's and does that. And so I went through all of my stuff and I decided that I had to be able to see the bottom of all of my drawers when they had all their stuff in it. And so I went through and I threw it out, had all these trash bags. I finally just got rid of all those clothes that didn't fit anymore, but I thought would probably fit this year. You know what I mean? Do you have any of those? They fit a decade ago, and you're like, well, I'm going to lose weight this year. I'm going to exercise. They're going to fit again. I don't have to buy new ones. I just decided if that happens, I'm just going to say good for me, and I'm going to buy new ones, right? So I just got rid of them. Gutted the closet, gutted all. I even shined my shoes, right? Right? Just wonderful, yeah. So we had a big day. We were getting ready for all of this to happen, and I love New Year's, and some years I make resolutions. Most years I don't make resolutions. I try to have some things I might want to accomplish and do that. So we're looking forward to spending some time together as a family this year. But we're kind of leading up to this is that we've talked about this before, but we as a culture and as individuals, a lot of times we have a fascination with things that are new, right? And you know, sometimes we begin to think that that's a bad thing or a wrong thing or a terrible thing, right? Like if I said, would you rather have a new car or a used car? You're like, well, it depends on which one. If we're talking about like a classic Corvette, that's fine. But if it's something else, maybe I do want a new one, a new house or an old house or whatever it is, right? We go back and forth. But in the Christian life, we just got ready and we celebrated Advent as the start of the new year. But in the Christian life, We are guilty and rightfully and goodly, if that's a word so, of looking forward to the new, of being new ourselves, of looking forward to this new creation. I'm going to share some scriptures with you today. We're not going to dwell on any one in particular. I'm going to share a set of them with you right here. And so we look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, so then, if anyone is in Christ, that person is part of the new creation. Now, I want you to notice and catch something on that one. It doesn't say will be a part of the new creation. It says you are, present tense, right now, already in this place, in this moment, whatever your circumstances, you are a part of the new creation. The old things have gone away, and look, new things have arrived. Now, sometimes the old things go away, but they're still in the rearview mirror or they're clinging to you. You know, that happens too. So we're not saying that they're just magically done and gone with. Sometimes that happens, but most of the time it doesn't, right? But you are now in Christ, a part of this new creation. Ezekiel 11:19, going back to the Old Testament, some of the prophets, I will give them a single heart. I will put a new spirit in them. I will remove the stony hearts from their bodies and give them hearts of flesh. I will give them a single heart. I will put a new spirit in them. I will remove the stony hearts from their bodies and give them hearts of flesh. Isaiah 40:31, there's going to be several from Isaiah. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will fly up on wings like eagles. They will run and not be tired. They will walk and not be weary. Isaiah 65:17. Look, I'm creating a new heaven and a new earth. Past events won't be remembered. They won't come to mind. Going back to Isaiah again, looking at verse chapter 43, 18 through 19. Don't remember the prior things. Don't ponder ancient history. Look, I'm doing a new thing. Now it sprouts up. Don't you recognize it? I'm making a way in the desert, paths in the wilderness. Revelation 21, verse 4 through 5. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. There will be no mourning, crying, or pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. Then the one seated on the throne said, look, quoting from Isaiah, I'm making all things new. He also said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. Colossians 3, 9 through 11. Don't lie to each other. Take off the old human nature with its practices and put on the new nature, which is renewed in knowledge by conforming to the image of the one who created it. In this image, there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all things and in all people. Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. Change the former way of life that was part of the person you once were, corrupted by deceitful desire. Instead, renew the thinking in your mind by the Spirit and clothe yourself with the new person created according to God's image in justice and true holiness. And lastly for us today, 2 Corinthians 4, 16 and 17. So we aren't depressed, but even if our bodies are breaking down on the outside, the person that we are on the inside is being renewed every day. Our temporary minor problems are producing an eternal stockpile of glory for us that is beyond all comparison. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, I was asking myself, why are there so many references to new? I remember getting baptized and them saying you were laid to death and you're raised to a newness of life. Not a slightly improved life, but a newness of life. We are a new creation. We will have a new heart. We are renewed in our mind. We are looking forward to the new creation, a new heaven and a new earth. What's with all the newness? My friends, I want us to realize that we can be and that we are new creations. That we are living in a part of this world that God is beginning to make new, that God has already started making new. We mark time with Advent as Christians because God coming to be with us is the most historically significant event of all time. Because God's plan for redemption for us, for all of creation, for the entirety of the universe begins, comes to fruition, has its moment in the birth of this child that will be with us, that will walk with us for those who were there at that time, who will live within us as a spirit, creating newness within us, creating a new heaven and a new earth around us one day and right now. There's a quote that I heard that I don't know who said it, so I can't attribute it to myself, and or I can't give you the accurate one, but it's not from me, but I like it. And it just says that we don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. Some of our apprehension of the new year is because we don't know what the future holds. And I found this verse from 2 Corinthians in the Common English Bible translation to be really poignant for us. It says, so we aren't depressed, and that's not addressing depression like you can just think differently and it goes away. But it says, but even if our bodies are breaking down on the outside, and if we're going to be honest, sometimes when we're not excited about something new, it's because we're feeling kind of old, right? We're not excited about something new because we're feeling kind of sick. We're not excited about something new because we got burned before, and how is this year going to be any different than the last year? We're not excited about something new because maybe we don't trust that this next part of the verse is true, that the person that we are on the inside is being renewed every day. Our temporary minor problems, and I would add to that probably major problems too, are producing an eternal stockpile of glory for us that is beyond all comparison. You see, sometimes we can't control what happens on the outside. We're talking about our bodies. Sometimes we can't control what happens on the inside. We can't control oftentimes what happens to the people that we love. Sometimes it feels like we can't even control our own actions, and Lord knows we can't even control our own minds. We can barely control our own social media. But God can be renewing us on the inside throughout all of this. And I want you to feel the significance of that for a new year. That even when we are out of control, even when it feels like everything is out of control, even when it feels like we just don't know if we can trust and have faith and believe that things are going to be good because they've been bad, God can be constantly renewing us on the inside. That God is a part of building a new creation right here, right now. And that one day there will be a new heaven and a new earth. But until that time, you and I are tasked with making this one look as much like that one as we can possibly make it. It's not about rules. It's not about guardrails and guidelines and even wrong or right. It's about what a community of love and faith and justice looks like on a global scale, on a universal scale. Because you see, that's what happened on Christmas Eve. That's what happened on Christmas morning. Justice won. Love won. Righteousness and beauty won. Now, sometimes it can feel like there's been some losses, and it's not always easy. But God is working inside you. I promise it. I believe it. There are days when you don't feel like a new creation anymore. There are days when you feel like, man, maybe I'm even dirtier on the inside than I appear on the outside. But I am here to tell you that no matter what, God is working to renew you from the inside out. And God is wanting to use you, no matter if your bodies are breaking down on the outside. God is renewing you, and God is using you to renew this world. This year, and in the days and months and years to come, we're going to be dreaming about what a 22nd century church looks like. What does it look like to be the church? Not just here and now, but what does it look like to be the church locally and around the world for generations upon generations, for hundreds of years? God knows the plans. We just got to get on board. What is it going to look like? What does your new year as a new creation, hoping and building a new heaven and a new earth, what does it look like for you?